On a morning in 1921, about 3,000 Baltimoreans, venturesome enough to own a newfangled instrument called radio, were startled to hear, faint and garbled, a voice stating, quote, "This is radio station WKC. WKC is now broadcasting," end quote. That sound over the airwaves was the sound of the very first commercial radio station to broadcast in Baltimore. The announcer was 22-year-old Kalman Zamosky Sr., father of Kalman Buddy Zamosky, Baltimore businessman and philanthropist. Kalman Zamosky Sr.'s broadcasting studio was in a corner of his bedroom where he lived at 2527 Madison Avenue. He would recall, quote, "That announcement was followed by recorded music, which I was able to get on the air by holding a telephone receiver up to a phonograph player. So not only was I the first builder, owner, announcer, and engineer of Baltimore's first radio station, I was also Baltimore's very first disc jockey," end quote. As time went on, WKC's offerings grew to include music by a live orchestra and church sermons. WKC's beginnings go back a few years earlier when Kalman Zamosky Sr. came home from service after World War I. He explained, quote, "My father owned an electrical supply store and was beginning to stock radio parts, and so in no time I began experimenting with these radio parts until I built a complete broadcasting apparatus full of gadgets and wires and tubes and levers and dials. In time, I applied to the Federal Trade Commission for a license to broadcast commercially, and I got it," end quote. But the station's beginning was more glamorous than its ending. Years later, WKC owner Zamosky told this story. Quote, "In 1923, I got married and went on my honeymoon. When I got back, I discovered that my father had ripped out the station and thrown it all out. Wires, tubes, dials, microphones. He thought it junk," end quote. History shows that radio pioneer Zamosky, owning as he did the only radio station in Baltimore, had the power to change the history of Baltimore. But he never got that power because his father threw out his and Baltimore's only radio station. The voice of WKC Baltimore had been forever stilled.